You're listening to the PugetSoundUnderground.com.
And with us, we actually have the Approach here in studio.
Hey, guys.
Anyway, hey. How you guys doing, by the way? Yeah. Kind of have each member of the band in the studio there to kind of go around, introduce yourself, tell our listeners what you do in the band, and I kind of like to do a little fun kind of non-musical related fact. It could be something silly, quirky, whatever. Just, you know, so people can get to know you guys a little bit.
And match your voices.
My name's Joseph. I do vocals in the band. Fun little fact, I used to work at a women's clothing store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it like a Victoria's Secret or?
I wish. I used to work at Forever 21.
How is it that a guy gets to work at a women's clothing store?
When I got hired, I looked really creepy. And I don't know how I got hired.
They're like, you're the guy.
They're like, you're the one that's going to get a sexual harassment suit. I actually just needed a job really bad, and someone hooked me up, and then I ended up running the store.
Wow. So yeah. I went from the creepy guy in a woman's store.
Store managers.
Nice.
Ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Sam. Play guitar and bass in the band.
The same time?
Joe worked at a women's clothing store. I actually like to cross-dress.
All right. So did you go shopping at the store that he was
at? You know, that store was too big for me.
I figured maybe that's how you guys met and, you know, formed a band or something.
I like to keep it simple.
Hey, I'm Jeremy. People call me the Worm.
The Worm. I don't even know if we want to touch on that one. No pun intended.
I play bass, guitar, and vocals. I guess a fun little fact. I guess it's really not that fun. I haven't taken a shower in a day.
That's what that smell is.
It's too bad the listeners don't have smell-o-vision.
Right?
That's why you got to go to shows, get the full experience. Right?
Exactly. Like if they were doing a show right now and the listeners were there listening, they would smell the stench.
Oh, oh. Take a trip up my leg.
Use a clothespin at every show.
So how you guys doing, by the way?
Good. We barely made it here.
Yeah, you said you just got off work.
Jeremy got off at 4:30, but on the way to pick him up, my car on the off ramp, I was pushing the gas limits and literally on the off ramp just died, and I rolled in neutral to the gas station. Me and Sam couldn't even believe it. We were like so lucky. We actually weren't about to come here, like, because of that.
Did you push it or did you like coast in?
Oh, I was coasting.
That's
we
lucky.
Had to push the truck maybe 5 feet to
okay.
the pump. It was that close.
Took it to the limit.
Wow.
So we have you guys here, the Approach. For those listeners who are just tuning in, we got a CD that you guys brought in for us. We're going to play a few songs that we're obviously able to play here over the air. And I see you guys also brought a couple acoustics. So I'm assuming we're going to do maybe a couple live acoustic songs.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Awesome. Woo! And you guys got a show coming up. You were talking about New Year's Eve. And
yeah,
then
New
another
Year's
one
Eve.
Later.
It's going to be at Jazz Bones in Tacoma. And then that's going to be a big party. But the real big party that we'd like to promote are our homeboys, Valley Green. They're coming out with their CD. That's going to be January 3rd at Louis G's Pizza and Fife.
We got to actually, you know, give a little props out to Louis G's. He's been a busy man, like, this last day or two.
Yeah Uncle Louis, man. Yeah.
Like, he was just talking to pretty much the founder of Warped Tour.
Talking about local
You know a little more kind of about that, I think.
I've been following a little bit.
I just kind of got a little bit of it.
Exactly.
Know,
but local
so.
Bands on Warped Tour, that would be crazy. Like,
right.
And you guys are Mental Itch bands, right?
Right.
Have you guys heard anything? Like, how cool would that be?
That would be, like, ridiculous. I think everybody in the music scene, or at least that joins a band, I mean, why else do you join a band? You want to play music for a living, right? So being able to be friends with Louis for the past year and having somebody behind you and enjoying your music and really pushing you to become a business and guys that actually want to make it, he sees us, and that's a big deal to have somebody on your side like that, you know. And we have a bunch of other bands, Lady Justice, Amadon, Mechanism. I mean, those guys are all super nice, and you don't find that.
It's surprising we've had each one of those bands up in this show.
I mean, and that's kind of what I've noticed too. Like, I love Louis, and I mean, you see it on our website. Like, we talk about it all the time.
Right.
Just how much of a family, like, this local scene is. And it's really, really kind of cool. Like, I haven't seen that anywhere else.
Kind of bringing, like, the whole reminiscent, you know, back in the 80s, 90s era, I guess. Back in the grunge scene where it was kind
You're
of like a family.
Here.
I wasn't here. I'm just saying. We've heard about it
from,
you know, a lot of people coming up here and talking to even Kevin Ward over, you know, with Malfunction. He was talking about it. It's coming back around in a way where it's everybody is really working together and just kind of a tight-knit community.
We notice it in the... At least because we play reggae music too, you know, it's like a hip-hop reggae kind of fusion rock. But in the reggae scene, there's bands like Positive Rising, Stay Grounded, Mighty High, these guys that we've all met and literally became best friends with them. I mean, Valley Green, you know, we've known them for a year, and they asked us to do their CD release.
And we,
you know,
all hang out
cool.
all the time, too.
Yeah. Hang out and jam. It literally has become a family. It's pretty awesome.
Speaking of which, we actually have somebody on the line. Somebody that apparently likes you guys a lot.
Apparently.
I guess.
Cool. Boom. But we're gonna find out. The thing is that we're going to really find out how much they like you and if they're still on air or still on hold.
Yeah, they've been on hold for
a
little while.
Have
so
a stalker.
Right, we're going to say, hey,
yes.
Hey, John.
Yes.
What's up?
Brothers.
Is this Gates?
That's right, guys.
What up, dude?
So I take you guys know this guy.
Yeah.
We smoke a lot of weed with him. No, I'm just kidding. Back in the day,
not.
Man, he's like one of our first friends that we had in Washington when me and my brother moved here.
He's actually one of the first people to ever hear the first song we ever created.
Yeah.
True.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. You know, commuting home on the little FD Dizzle. Seen the plug, I said, yes, sir, these boys have got it. And really, like the worm said, since the beginning I've been there, and you guys have just evolved and matured so much as people, as musicians. I'm just stoked to hear that you guys are going somewhere and you're doing something with your music. And it's been an inspiration to me because, I mean, who would have thought you could take hip-hop, slam it in with some reggae, and throw a little rock kick to it, and you get people dancing, but you boys do it. And
yeah,
I just love you guys. I love what you're throwing down. Love your positive attitude.
Love you too, man. Yeah, it's been a long time, man. I hope we can get together. This guy saw us literally when I had two PA speakers and a laptop and a microphone. Yeah. Me and Jeremy would just like at parties just literally horse around. And it's like become like something. So that's really cool that we have people that have seen us.
Yeah,
just joke around and
still checking you guys out and following your progress, you know, over the time. And
yeah, John, good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
You too, guys. Just keep me in the loop. Let me know when you're playing something. I've never been backstage anywhere. What's up with that, boys?
Girls, booze, drugs.
Where's the homie hookup, man? All right. Well, thanks for calling in, John. And you check him out the next show at New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Actually,
right on, guys. The approach.
And good also the Louis G's. Go check the next two shows.
Oh, yeah. Actually, most green rooms are like couch, six racks,
and marbles.
Six tall boys, and yeah, you guys got to leave soon. That's what most green rooms.
We got the CD that you brought in. I figure we should probably go into at least one of the songs right now. Since
yeah,
we've been having too much fun just chit-chatting and getting all crazy. The first song on the track or on the CD is Red Dog.
Yeah.
No, wait. Oh, The Mask is actually the one we can play.
Yeah.
The first track, though, obviously Red Dog, so we can at least name what we can. We're actually going to play the second track called The Mask. And anything you guys want to talk about this?
To anybody who hasn't heard of us or anything, this song's about a supervillain who's looked down upon, and he wears a mask because he's ashamed of who he is. He has to keep doing what he does to survive because it's the only thing he knows. So that's The Mask. Yeah. It's a sad, sad, sad song. No. I wrote it with my tears and blood.
All right, well, here it is. The Mask from The Approach right here on the Peterson Underground.
Yeah.
On the new KGRG 89.9.
FM HD.
My identity, 'cause I'm a member of your family and I'm proud to see and conquest and roam the streets of hatred. Overcoat, fedora, this is my style, my method. So we can walk on the shadows of this deserted city. Don't have pity, yo, this isn't a sob story. It's just a tale of a hero waiting for glory. Fatal attraction, follow negative paths. And this is my show, forget the mirror. It's time to look through the glass as my future path gets clearer. I'm done changing me, for what? So a couple of fictitious people can't sit back and say they just like me. I'm through with this, it's a journey for ourselves. Don't like it, yo, it's fine, I compliment you in hell. And I break that spell that she once put on me. I grew stronger and now I'm proud to be a monster and a brother, a future soul miner, expressing my power to anybody. gestures. We're here to express, but not with timid lectures. I wear a mask to conceal my identity, cause I'm a member of your family, and I'm proud to see. Hey, conquest, and I roam the streets of hatred. Over Coca-Cola, this is my style, my method. And top base when you're 12 and you're 15. And private jet when you're dwelling in the city. It's check a blow at our enemy's enemy. A couple of team at the high school by team. Heated battles win some and I lose some, but I never stop my battles with a gun. But I find myself contemplating if I should just go ahead and use one. Explain why I set out this way, or display my life on that timeline. And through the grapevine I've heard what the newspapers say. Did he do it, and how many was slain? It's kinda hard not to go and say when your nightmare haunts you in the day. So I just betray my time to someone greater. And we can't always see it now, but have over it later. And I sold that diamond that night, not for wealth, but to help someone who had no money for the hell. A dog, Robin Hood, my home is underground. Cause this town has evil and I can't stand the sound. So I set forth on a path with myself alone. And maybe one day be a king with a throne. Until then I roam the streets of hatred. Over Copadora, this is my style, my method. And time wastes when you dwell on your pity. And ravage hate when you're